Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Hey, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your PAL mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. I am telling you, the word is getting out about Power Start Your Day, but you've got to make it a point that you and your team are getting the information so you can move forward and make it big in this industry. Now, all you got to do is share the call. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, this is going to be a series you are going to want to listen to the replay. So you can find that at successwithnicola.com, and you click on Power Start Call. I need you guys to know that this is a call that is designed to help network marketers as a whole. Sure, I have my company that I am in, but I know that there are network marketers all over the world that want to know how to really make it big in this industry. And there are some of those that love God and say, how do I actually, you know, use what I'm learning about the Word of God? And even what is the Word of God concerning business? How do I put those things together? And this is where you get that. Now, you know you're going to get pure, unadulterated words. So if that's not what you want, log in about 10 minutes late, and then you may can just, you know, omit that. But I am letting you know right now, myself here being a seven-figure owner over and over, these are the principles I've built my business by. These are the foundations so your business cannot just be whisked away like sand when the flood comes. You need solid foundation. And so we want you to know that today, our new series of the five top reasons why you're not seeing the success you want in your network marketing business. Oh, this is going to get good. Because especially, like what I love that one of my business partners, Bob Robinson, talks about the virgin. People who are doing network marketing for the first time, and they literally want to build their business off of the experience that they didn't have or the knowledge that they don't have. So we're here to set it straight, and hopefully you make sure you get your teams on the line. Now listen, if you're open and you want to come here with an open heart first so you can clear your mind and understand that even here when you want to know about the Holy Spirit, He doesn't only comfort us. He doesn't only bring all things into our remembrance. These are things that God said concerning you before you even came to earth. Then you connect to God and you worship Him in spirit and truth, you'll remember, like, whoa, that does reckon with me that this is the right way to do things. So you gotta do this, work on your spirit man, so you'd be able to recognize the truth when you hear it. Now, when we're working on this business, you need your spirit man, because that's why most people faint in business. They don't have the mental stamina because their spirit man is weak. Their ego is huge. So as we allow ourselves to decrease so God can increase on today, we want to make sure that you're going to the Word, and the Word is going to be coming out of 1 Peter. Let's see here. Hold on my note. We're coming out of 1 Peter 2 and 9, so you can turn there after we do our prayer. But we got to go to the Lord together. Because a lot of people are not successful in this industry. The stats are small, but it's not because the industry is not big. It's because most people don't just know what they're doing, obviously. And so we want to help to correct that. Father God, we come before you. We honor you, oh dear Lord. We're coming before you boldly, but humbly before your throne. We know that that humility, oh Father God, would open our hearts up so that our mind and now be able to conceive what it is that you have for us. Your people, the big plans that you have for us. Father God, as we are seeking you and seeking you to execute, implement your word in our lives, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in all of our ways. One of those things is being steadfast and movable. You're so big you can't move. But your Holy Spirit will reside on the inside of us. For those who have acknowledged him, we can be immovable as well. As we're standing on your word to build these big businesses and going to do great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. We will not be double-minded, bipolar, as to what side we're on. We are building kingdoms. We don't want to be religious like the Pharisees. We're not here to judge. You're the judge. But we're here to build. We're here to occupy until you come back, until your son Jesus comes back as he promised us. So as we're doing this, we're not looking for validation. We're looking for a relationship with you. So our businesses will blow up, but you will be the one that gets all the honor and the glory. Father God, as we go in, it takes courage to swallow the pill of the things that need to be corrected. But all we want to hear is well done, thy good and faithful servant. Because faith is what activates your hand. So we want all the blessings that you have for us. So be careful. We'll be careful. Be good stewards over everything that you send to us, your people, the finances, the resources, the relationship. We bless your holy name and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's rock it out, guys, because myself being in this industry now successfully for a decade in network marketing probably would feel like folks who started off at entry level in corporate America, and now you're getting your Rolex if they gave you that or whatever they're going to give you on your way out. You have to be able to be strong in who? Yourself? You ain't all that. You got to be strong in the Lord. We need some substance. We need some leaders with some substance. And so we have to know that we have to be clear on what makes people successful as well as what makes people unsuccessful. Many people are not clear about that. We're not clear. So let's go to the word today. In 1 Peter, we're going to talk about the number one reason of the five reasons of why you're not seeing the success you want to see in your network marketing business. We're coming out of 1 Peter 2 and 9, and let's look at this. But you are a chosen race, made in the likeness of his image, so we need to know how to make decisions. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. So that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. If we are chosen by God, we must choose light and not dark. Now, what are we talking about? I'm not going to go to the spiritual here. I'm talking about the first reason why you're not seeing the success that you want to see is because you have not made a real decision to be successful. Now, you say, what do you mean? I made a decision. I enrolled, did not. I showed up to a meeting, didn't I? I got on a call, didn't I? But let's talk about what a real decision is. Because you have to decide right now that you want all that God has for you. You can't even trust that you want all that you want for yourself because your experiences, your knowledge is so limited. There's no way you will know all what God has for you. That's why you have to stay connected to the source who knows what he already has for you. And if you're connected to that source, it's going to help you make sound decisions. Now watch this here. So you got to decide right now that you want all, A-L-L, that God has for you and be willing to go through any, I said all and any, obstacle that stands in the way of that. That's a real decision. That's a real decision. Now I want you to take note of a real decision. Now in the business dictionary, because I'm not coming at you with no willy-nilly stuff. I'm talking about I've been a business owner successfully since I was 17 years old. My first salon I owned at 20, I'm 43. My first salon I opened up and was successful. Business after business after business. I never had to shut down my business because it wasn't doing well. So these were things that I was taught first by my mother about business, then of course too when I began to really connect with God about business. And I'm going to tell you something, there's only one place money comes from, people. So I need you to watch this here because a lot of people have no clue why they're not successful, but you're going to find out this week. You're going to find out this week. So now the business dictionary says decision-making is this, because most people don't have this skill. Top business owners must have the skill of decision-making. Most people think a decision, and I'm going to go through it, of how most people make decisions and why they're not successful as a result of their decisions. They were never even taught how to make sound decisions. So they can only go off of what's how they feel. My God, isn't that dangerous? Making decisions off of how you feel, especially when you up and down. That's not the best way to make decisions. So now, the business dictionary says that a decision is a thought process of selecting a logical choice from the available actions. So that means you got to do some research. When trying to make a good decision, a person must weigh the positives and the negatives of each option and consider all alternatives. Now, come on now, let's be real. Most people not taking that much time. They make decisions faster than they even take the time to brush their teeth. And whoa, here comes people who've even had start seeing some success, start seeing the demise of their success. Let's go into this. Why is this? I need you to know because some people, in making decisions, they're basing it off the emotion versus the logic. That's how people get caught up into things that create a demise in their businesses. Now, I want you to know, even though you must rely on logic and you need to stay committed to your decision, you need to be flexible in your approach. Could it be that sometimes we're thinking one thing is the right decision and when we see, we go, oh, whoa. This is not getting me the results I'm looking for, meaning these are decisions that I'm making that are not bringing me the mojo, the energy, the synergy for me to create magic in my network marketing business. One of the other things that people do in making decisions is that they're looking for validation versus considering the baby, when you're making decisions, you need to always look at intent. We're not talking about being suspicious of others. We're talking about your intent. Your intent, meaning that you must first consider what it is that God has for you, and then reverse engineer how you're going to get there. That will help you make more sound decisions. You must now begin to create a foundation of how to create sound and make sound decisions. The only way to do that is first be clear on what you want to experience out of life and your business. Because that will help you know what to add, what to cut. That will help you decide who's adding and multiplying versus who's dividing and subtracting. That will make it very clear and easy for you to be a better decision maker. Now, Anthony Robbins talks about decision. He's saying a real decision is only measured by the fact that you've taken a new action. So when there is no action, you've not really decided. Some people are afraid to make decisions because they were never taught how to. So now let's go back and talk about what is it that you're trying to accomplish. And this will help you now make a logical choice based off of options saying, what do I need versus what do I have? And not only that, because money only comes from one place, people, whether they're teaching you or the money is coming in or people are giving you information that will help you build your business, you need to say not only what you need, but who you need. When you know who you need, it's easier to make a decision of who or what you don't need. Now, everything can't fit into what God has for you. We have to begin to rightly divide the word of truth, meaning that when, if you know and you consider to stay in your word of God, and you know that God, he says that what he wants is he wants you to be in good health. Don't think that that's only physical. You have to be in good spiritual and mental health. And he wants you to prosper even as your soul prospers. Do you know what your soul is? Your soul is where your decisions are made. Your mind, your will, your intellect. Well, what determines what part of you makes the decision is if you are making your spirit man a priority or your natural man a priority. Now, remember, your natural man is naturally in sin, meaning separation from God. We ain't talking about judgmental. We're talking about things that will separate you from God. And if you're separated from God, then how will you get all that God has for you? Now, God's too big, he can't move, so he definitely ain't moving away from you, but you can move away from God. That's why I am so grateful that for nearly 14 years, my church where I attend will be celebrating 24 years coming up next week. And that's the church where I learned the principles about God and got to know who he was from a relationship standpoint, that can take me no matter what city, no country, no matter who face I'm in, who face I'm not. That's why I'm not two-faced in. Because I have to face God every day. I need you guys to hear me very clearly. If you don't have the foundations of how to make sound decisions, if you don't know what God has for you, you won't know how to move through obstacles that's going to prevent that. You won't know how to tell the difference. You'll easily be able to get off your game and not see the success that you can see in this industry. Do you know, as we move into tomorrow, how many people major in the minors, and so therefore, because network marketing is so big, and if your focus is on minor, you ain't never going to our move into major. So we're going to open up the call this morning, and of course, we're going to give you some logistical stuff. But success is first, we always say, in the mind, because people don't understand, where does the decisions come from in our mind? It's about where you first are in your heart. And it depends on which part of your man. You are powerful. You're made in the likeness image of God. You got your spirit man, who is the first man. That was before you even knew your mama and your daddy. And then now you got your soul in between. And you got your natural man. That's where the ego and the pride and all this stuff that helps you demise your success. So if you don't have a foundation as to how you make decisions, more than likely you're making the wrong decision. And people say, well, I go off my instinct, my gut. Well, could it be you can get tricked if your spirit man don't know what the real deal is? Absolutely you can. Hello, good morning. Let's hit it up. Let's hit it up. Let's open up this call this morning. Let's have a conversation on how we going to get to the place where we know how to make decisions. Decisions. You got to know where you're going. You got to know where you're going. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Holler at me this morning. Good morning, 770-489-70. And then we're going to go into the next calls. We're going to get a few people in, so let's be clear.
Expedition.
This morning. Good morning, last 489-70.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Sandra. How are you this morning?
Hey, Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Just real quick, the Holy Spirit, as always, is on target. I'm dealing with what you're talking about. So I had my little event Saturday, and I thought I made all the right decisions, and nobody showed up. So needless to say, I was like, why, God, I don't understand. I did everything right. So about 3 o'clock in the morning, He wakes me up with the answer, and my intent was not the people. My intent was the money. I was more focused on the level to, you know, a bigger bang for my buck, right, bring everybody together. I had over 40 attendees confirming. You know, I double-checked with everybody that they were coming. They all, you know, I had it all set up professionally. Everything was, you know, perfect, right? According to my man, everything was perfect. But what I forgot was God's will, God's purpose, God's assignment. So afterwards, you know, my family was trying to, my poor mother-in-law, I just loved her so much. She was like, well, what do I need to do for you to have some success? How many do I need to buy? I was like, don't worry about it. She was trying to buy as many as she could. She was like, I'll do my membership and I'll get some other people. I was like, just, you know. So I got a little distressed, right? But then I was reminded, this is the process. This is the lesson. And the reason I have to keep going through the lesson is because I won't get it through. It's like I'm being stubborn, right? I want to do it my way. And because I keep being stubborn, I keep having to repeat the same lesson. So I finally commit. I said, God, I am going through your process. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care if I have to just talk to one person individually per day. If that's what you want me to do, then that's what I'm going to do. Whatever the process, we can't circumvent God's process, okay? So the other thing I want to say is trust and believe that if you are on this call, God already called you to be successful. You have to trust him. And as you trust him in the process, more in your business, you will be successful. There is no doubt about it. I mean, this you have to believe, like Nicola said. That's the first piece. The second piece is just trust him through the process. And I'm on my process, and I'm trusting.
So let me ask you this question here. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. I have a question for you. And the question is, one of the things that we said is you got to be clear on what you want, like how you want to see yourself, like what type of success you want. And that will help you determine what and who do you need. Now, the what might have been, how is the process of inviting, what do you do with your first private business reception, do you need assistance, and the who would have been, who should you have been consulting with to actually set this event up? And so if you will, like I shared, the foundation of the decision-making will now have you deduct. You guys got to take these notes. I don't know if you guys are realizing that the information that I'm giving you guys now is part of even my Ultimate Leader Academy, and there are people that pay me thousands of dollars. I come to you guys for free, and I give you nuggets for free, but there are people, even other companies, that pay me thousands of dollars for these things that you guys take for granted, that you're probably just moving around, and you're not taking note. That's why you're still not going to see the success you want to see. I need you to pay attention to this here. It says, the decision process is a thought process of selecting a logical choice from the available options. You have the option of either doing it alone or getting assistance. That was there. You had some options. And then it says that when trying to make a good decision, you got to weigh the positives and the negatives. It would be a positive thing if I asked someone who's already experienced on how to really do this thing right, but the negative could be I can do this myself and not get the result. You had options.
Mm-hmm.
You had options. And then you got to consider the alternative. So, okay, I could do this by myself, but if I'm not successful at it and if my feelings are not right, you got to first take responsibility that, hey, I'm listening to a call every single day and I have direct connection to people who could help me, and I didn't reach out for the help because my natural man is saying, I got this. Let the spirit man take over to where you're able to say, I don't have this. How do you know I don't have it? Because I don't have the result. I was just deducting myself. When I first learned this business, I was like, I'm not all that in the bag of chips. I probably can whip up some dudes, do a powerful weave, but I don't really know what I'm doing here. I don't know what I'm doing here. And then even when I do know what I'm doing, I'm still staying in a learning mode. How do you do that? Or what do you do? I still ask. Even people who may not have all the success in network marketing, but they may have success in another area, I stay humble. I stay meek because God said the meek will inherit the earth. I want my inheritance. This is why I'm sharing with you guys here that you've got to know what God has for you and say, I'm not going to let nothing stop me, meaning the obstacle could be me. Stop me from getting what God has for me. Guys, let's roll this out here. Good morning, Sandra. Your contributions are always powerful, on point, because they're honest. Most people don't know how to be honest, and that is a huge obstacle to success. Honesty. You know how they say honesty is the best policy? Honesty needs to be a procedure in people's businesses because it will not obstruct your success, only help it. Good morning. Good morning. 478, last 40316. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. This is Tiffany in Millersville.
Good morning. Hey,
yes, ma'am.
Doing?
Yes. Well, I just want to say about being clear in decision-making and having a foundation to be able to make a clear decision. When I first decided FES, my decision was very clear based on the foundation that I had with my God. And I prayed for this opportunity a few years before it came into my existence. And I was selling cars, and so many people wanted me to help them, and I couldn't because of their credit situation and their current situation. I couldn't even help myself because being misinformed, I had even went to file bankruptcy. You know, and so not even knowing about the credit repair business, not even knowing that there's a better way, you know, just listening at everybody say, you do it this way, do it that way. But when I saw the opportunity And Cassandra Moody walked into my office at the dealership and asked me, who do you know with less than perfect credit? Automatically, I knew that my prayers had been answered. I didn't know anything about the compensation plan. I didn't know how much success I could have in this business. My heart was all about helping other people qualify themselves to purchase vehicles. And they say when you ask God for something, he'll give it to you 10 times fold if your heart is pure in it, what you ask for. And so I received that. So not only in working this business, we have an opportunity to help people purchase cars, but this is life-changing. And I'm so willing to help the next person change their lives. It's almost as if I want to call, you know, a family meeting to share this information with my close friends and family. But I realize everybody is not going to get it because the thinking is being so warped based on what they've been taught. And so I'm just continuing to walk this walk, and the only thing I have to walk this walk is with God. And I just ask that he continues to strengthen me up, strengthen me, and strengthen my business partners and give them the understanding of the understanding and the foundation that I have to just continue to fight this fight every day and take myself out of the equation looking for massive success. You can't be about self when you're looking for massive success in any business or opportunity. So I'm one of the ones that solely advocated for putting God first in the Holy Spirit. I named my daughter Trinity, you know, in the Holy Spirit. And this is just something that we have to recognize. This is what true purpose, walking in your true purpose, is all about. It's never about yourself. And so
absolutely.
I just
want to
say that.
Absolutely. Wow, thank you so much, Tiffany. Such powerful, powerful nuggets on this morning. And, you know, you've got to remember, guys, decision-making, ING, is a skill that you will have to begin to work on mastering because you will need this skill regularly in your journey to taking your spot at the top. It's not something that ends as soon as you made the decision to join your company. It's not something that ends as soon as you make the decision to go to your next title. It's not the decision that you, it's not going to end when you decide, which niche am I going to pick? It's not going to end where, am I going to use the scripts or not? Am I going to use the system or not? Am I going to work with my leaders or not? Am I going to be in sin? It doesn't end there. Decision making is a skill you will need regularly. We got to get it right, family. Let's work on this. We're going to be talking a lot more about the reasons you're not seeing success. Let's start executing how to make sound decisions. How to make sound decisions, because then there, nobody can shake you off of what God has for you, and that's success. So you got to be able to say anything that will get me off of the path of success, thought processes, people, places, things, whatever it is, that's not what God has for me. So that is a decision I have to make, that that's not what I want to do. That's not what I need to do, because that's not what God has for me. That's how I make decisions. Clear on what the outcome is and reverse engineer day by day by day. And there's no way I could do it without removing my mind daily. And the only person that can bring those things into remembrance is the Holy Spirit himself. You guys have a blessed day.